Hi, I'm Jessica Foster at the NCTJ Journalism Skills Conference at the Executive Business Centre, Bournemouth University. I'm here talking to Lisa, journalism lecturer at Bournemouth University. Hi Lisa, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I've just had a coffee and I'm now ready to be interrogated by one of our BA ONS multimedia journalists.
You mentioned in your presentation just now that you believe journalism in today's industry is a lot harder for us journalists. What advice would you give?
Very easy for me to give advice because I'm not one of the new young undergrads who've got to be the RoboCop of journalism. But what I would say is, when in doubt, keep it simple. Just keep to the story, the person, the questioning, be inquisitive, ask the right questions and do all your research. Then think about what platform you're going to do it on, whether you're going to podcast this or do it on video here or set it out on Twitter. So keep it simple and keep it to the story and make it relevant to the people who are going to read it or look at it.
And do you think us journalists should be cynical?
I don't think it's very healthy for a journalist to be cynical 100% of the time, but I think we do have to really ask difficult questions and not take things on face value. Remember, we've got to interview some very difficult customers, including politicians and heads of companies who might be preventing us getting to the heart of information. Our readers rely on us to get the information and they rely on us to get it right as well. So ask those difficult questions. That's not being cynical, that's just doing our job and saying really, and then saying really again, and being very interrogative.
During the presentation, Pete Clifton of MSN UK mentioned that he employs Twitter users to extend their news stories. Would you have considered this being news editor of FT.com?
A couple of years ago, we probably wouldn't actually, but I think FT.com, like many websites, is now thinking about just the people who come to the website and involving them more, having a conversation with them, whether it's on Twitter or another social media network. And I think it's a really exciting project that he's heading up in terms of getting the Twitter followers to discuss the subjects that matter to them. It makes journalism more relevant.
Going with what Peter Bale said about Twitter and journalism, what do you believe is Twitter's potential? Would you trust it as a source for news?
You can't trust it completely, explicitly or implicitly. But, you know, Peter Bale, he runs a massive news organisation at CNN. And as he said, it's a fantastic source for information. Everybody's on Twitter these days. So you've got to check, are these people who they say they are? Are they expert in any sense? Can they be trusted? And it's our job as journalists to form those relationships and really hold their feet to the fire on that.
Well, thank you, Lisa, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Great, and enjoy reporting the rest of the NCTJ conference.
I will do. Thank you.